الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام في حق فرقة ناجية ما أنا أعلم ما أنا عليه وأصحابي صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted Islam to us in womb. We should have shukr all the time for this blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our iman and keep this iman all the time strong, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to perform those amal which are required to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, that is the way to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said about Firqa Najiya, Man alayhi wa ashabi, so it will be those people who will follow me and follow my sahaba. But how to do this? Actually, we have to prepare ourselves for this. How to prepare? Just like we want to move in a direction, in a desired direction, and there are some obstacles in that way, so we can only move in the condition that we remove all those obstacles. Otherwise, we shouldn't be able to reach our destination. So for this purpose, we should remove all the obstacles which may be in following the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the path of Sahaba Ikram Ridwan Ajmain. What could be those obstacles? So in brief, we can say that there are shahwat, and there is ghadab. Actually, we are taking these terms only for some specific thing, which is of course a part of this, but it's not full in that way. Just like shahwat, that is not that thing only which is called all the time. Usually it is called, that means this desire for sex. Yes, it is part of this, but actually shahwat are all the desires a person can have to achieve something. That might be jais, that may be najais, that might be halal, that may be haram. All the desires. As for the desires are concerned, so there should be some balance in this. Because if it is more than required, so that may be called hirs. And hirs in the form which is not allowed should be restricted. Just like hirs of maal, hirs of jaah, herself lazat. These should be restricted, because if these are out of control, so then it may ruin us. It may destroy all our good things. If I think that the whole world should be with me, and I don't have the place in my heart for anyone else who can get some mal, so this is very dangerous. And similarly is for the jaw. And similarly is for lazat. So, if it is more than required, it should be forbidden. If it is less than required, so it should be enhanced. Because it's the way to perform some work. If we don't have a desire, so then how can I do some work? So, to achieve that my desire, that we are able to perform reasonably and perform those works which are needed. Just like we have to fulfill the hukuk of other people, just like hukuk of wife, hukuk of avlad, hukuk of parents, and also of the nation, of Muslim Ummah. So these all depends on desires. So if there are no desires, so these cannot be fulfilled. So therefore there should be some balance in this. It should not be more than that, and it should not be less than that. And similarly, ghadab. People think that is only the anger. No, that might be part of that. But actually, if we want to remove some undesired thing from us, from our path, so that is the form of ghadab. So, that should also be some halal and some haram. For example, if I respond to a person who is doing something wrong, more than the required magnitude, so that will be zulm. For example, if a person abuses me and I kill him, so that is not allowed. There are limits. So to keep this in limits and to keep this in balance, this is desired. If we don't have any ghadab, so, might be we are not fulfilling Shariat in that way. For example, if we don't have ghazab for our relative females who are doing some flirt, so that will be, that person is called the use. So that should be stopped. There should be ghazab for this. But there should also be under control. To do in that way which Sharia allows. The balance is told by Sharia. And for this purpose we need two things. Number one, ilm. Ilm of Sharia. Because Because if we don't know the ilm of Sharia, will be able to find the balance of shahwat and the balance of ghazab? How can we it can be possible? So for that ilm is needed. And then according to that ilm, control is needed. And control is actually, for control there should be some proper decision for which akal is needed. To use akal. But as far as akal is concerned, it's two way. Either it will be based on some worldly desires, or it will be based on some divine revealed facts. Awamir wa nawahi. So if it is based on our nafs, so that is nafsani aqal. And if it is based on wahi, so that is imani aqal. So for a mu'min, who has belief in akhirah, yaqeen, wa bil akhiratum yuqinun, so then he will be doing the decision in favor of that aqal, that type of aqal, because that type of will be medic to know the Sharia and decide accordingly. So now what we can understand, that the ilm of Sharia should be achieved, our akal should be free of our nafs, for which our nafs should be controlled, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person is kayyis, who controls his nafs and does work for akhirah. And that person is ajiz, who does what his nafs wants, allows the nafs to do the things what it wants, and then without tawbah he thinks that Allah will forgive him. Actually, nafs should be controlled for that purpose. But how to control the nafs? For that, we have to prepare for ourselves for that. Because we know that if a person loves someone, so for him, he can do many, many things against the desire of his nafs. For example, he may go in cold weather and he can do hard work continuously, and he can present himself in the environment he does not like. These all things are very difficult for the nafs, but if he loves someone, he can do it for that person. It means love has great power to rule nafs, maybe shortly, for short time. So this type of love is called jazab, if it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first of all, this jazab should be achieved with the help of askar, muraqibat, ashghal, in a way, depending upon the experience of the mashayikh, to complete this station, all stations of saluk. which is actually the training of the nafs. What we are doing for that? First of all, we should achieve maqam al-tawbah, which means we should let our nafs have tawbah, shauri. It means understanding all aspects of that, what he is doing. And in the way that he decides not to do it again and stop it for a while. And if there is a qaza for it, he performs the qaza for that. And if he to fulfill the rights of some people, so then he does it. It means he completes all the aspects of tawbah and remain on this. This is the first station from where one starts. After that, then there is maqam inabat to determine that he will perform now according to ahkamat of sharia and makes his niyat clear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will determine that he will do anything which is required for that. This is maqam inabat. After that, he will go through the other remaining stations like maqam qinat. What's maqam qinat? That's actually to control the desires or to limit the desires. To be, you can say, content with the lesser things desired by the nafs. Just like, for example, if I don't have enough food for the less food, I am also able to accept it. And if not for a big house, for a small house, it's possible. And similarly, for the limited facilities, if one is ready to perform the work which is desired, so there is qinaat. Just like the people go abroad and they don't have enough means to achieve good things, so they live with the limited conditions as well. There was one Pakistani person in Germany. He was taking achar. Achar is just like a very simple food. He would take it from Pakistan and would eat it. That's very cheap. So people ask him, why are you doing it? It's not good to continuously eat such things. He said, if I would eat the things which are available here, expensive, so how can I save money? So I have to save money. So he means he was having qinaat on that, but only to save the money. If this qinaat, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that is actually saluk. And after that, riyazat. It means, if some mashakkat of riyazat is needed, to do some things. So he should be ready for it. Just like army people, they are trained for 2 years with tough time is giving to them because they are prepared for difficult conditions. So then they are ready to those difficult conditions. So first station was penitence, the other was contrition, and third is, you can say, contentment, and fourth is self-exertion. And then piety, taqwa, it's another station to avoid those things which may ruin his good things. And then renunciation, zuhud, it means to live with the limited conditions. That's zuhud. And after that, patience, it means to bear circumstances which he does not like, but for good things he bear. And after that, he trusts in Allah and depends on the source of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than the source he has. And after that, he gets the station of resignation. It means he achieves taslim on all the awamir nawahi. And after that, he gets acquiescence. That's raza. And actually, this is matloob, desired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the nafs. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Oh, mutmain nafs, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the condition that you are razi from Him and He is razi from you. And enter in my obedient people, ibad, and enter my Jannah. So if a person achieves this condition, so then Alhamdulillah, his saluk is finished. And his sair Allah is finished. And then he will start sair of Allah, which actually the path of Sahaba, tariq of Sahaba. And that is limitless for all the rest of his life. He will be following that. And actually it's simply following Sharia with the tashiniyat and with the kafiyat of Ihsan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this condition. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us able to fulfill all the requirements of this. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك التواب الرحيم وصلى الله